heavyweight.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my soul doth magnify the Lord Jesus today. The overturn Roe versus Wade. 50 years of bondage, 50 years of murder, 50 years of God looking down on this country, sadly, for the unborn children, the children that we have killed in this nation. And not only that, there's billions all over the world who have suffered and died due to abortion. And I thank you, Lord God, that this will be even a tithe of what is going to happen in the world. God, we thank you for ending abortion on this day. Yes, God, is going to go to the state, but Father God, we stand against that demon. We cast him all the way out, and we pray forth the will of the Spirit of the Lord. Holy Ghost, have your will and your way. I really want to share today. I wanted to share today. We're going to let the Spirit of the Lord have his way. I bless you, Lord God, today, Father, on June 24th, 2022. June 24th, 2022, Roe versus Wade was overturned. I have no words. I've been crying since I've heard it. I'm going to continue just praising the Lord for his goodness, his faithfulness, his love. I honor our justices who overturned Roe versus Wade. I honor you, Brett Kavanaugh. I honor you, Amy Coney Barrett. I honor you, every single solitary justice that stood for righteousness. That's why the Lord put you in place, and that's why Donald Trump put you in the place you needed to be. Listen, for those of us who are abortion survivors, hello, my name, Debbie Jean Bennett. Those of us who are abortion survivors, we understand this probably on a whole nother level, okay? Murder is wrong. For those of us who have experienced abortions, murder is wrong. For those of us who are post-abortive women, murder is wrong. For those of us who are ministers of the gospel who speak against what Margaret Sanger said, when she said the minister is the one who can straighten it out, guess what? The Holy Ghost straightened it out. The minister stood up, and so the word is out. The Holy Ghost wins again. Devil, get under our feet, and we shall call back. California also, in California, that legalized abortion, guess what? You're going to be overturned too, because we cast that demon out by the power of the Holy Spirit, and I send the angels of the Lord to even right now to send you back to where Jesus sent you. Every demonic spirit of death, and for those who don't know, I suggest that you listen to those of us who have lived the life, who studied the life, who sought the Lord, who are seeking and praying, and you who are standing in the gap and praying that we can share with you so that you can also see lovingly that God is a God of life. That's why you're alive and breathing today, because he spoke life over you. Please tune in for much, much more. You're going to be hearing much, much more from me. My name is Debbie Jean Bennett. I'm the former Miss West Los Angeles Teacher of the Year. What else you need to know? Summa cum laude, whatever. Author of a book, Raising Queens, and working on 14 children's books. Hello, listen, I wasn't going to even be born. I was on my way also, abortion survivor, okay? So listen, I stand for these babies. I stand for this nation to overturn Roe versus Wade fully. And for those who don't know, you will be hearing from us. You will be hearing from us. You will be hearing from the women who are standing and the men who are standing to turn Roe versus Wade completely over in every state. We are not done yet. Yes, the curse is lifted. If the curse is lifted, okay, we have some other fires to put out, but the curse, you better be glad for those who come on. I'm telling you, there's been a lifting. Because the murders, the blood in the streets, okay, has ceased over the nation as a whole. Now we got to deal with the individual states. So, yes, we have work to do. The blood is still pours. I send the work of the devil back to the pit of hell. Holy Spirit, let your will be done fully. In Jesus' name, the reason I came, amen, to declare, God, to stand in the gap for these babies and to speak on their behalf. Let your will be done, Spirit of the Lord, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.